This is a message from Alexia, your host, one of the sister brewers. This is so weird to me still because Joey's not here, but this is just like a topic that just came to my head that I just wanted to talk about, but being single and feeling like you're missing out or, you know, you're never gonna find the one. Me, I believe truly in, you know, the person, whoever that is for you, your person coming into your life at the right exact moment for you. And I always remind myself too that I would rather be single, alone, enjoying my time and maybe getting to know myself and what I like to do than to rush into something, not know what I want out of a relationship, not know what I'm looking for, and also losing myself completely because you're so attached to someone. So that's something that I always like to keep in mind when it comes to that. Also, you know, being with the wrong person, I would rather, you know, be on my own and enjoy my own company than being with someone who maybe isn't treating me nice or completely disregards all my boundaries or doesn't want to help me grow as a person or grow together, you know, like with your dreams, whatever it is. So it's okay to be single. It's okay to not have all the experience out there because there are so many people, including myself, with, you know, the same feeling. So you're not alone. Make sure your partner values you, they respect you, you guys want to grow together. You know, when there's a problem, you're not just going to run away from it. You're going to fix it. A problem doesn't mean an end of a relationship or, you know, a time where you're going to start disrespecting each other. So really, and this goes to myself too, take off those rose-colored lenses, those rose-colored glasses, and look for the red flags if there are any. And if there are, don't settle because you think that's all you could do. Don't settle because you think that's like the only person out there for you. Whatever's meant for you will always come back to you. But don't stay stuck on that idea because it holds you back and it really doesn't help. You know, especially if you're trying to like get over somebody and then you have that idea going in your head 24/7, like, oh, they're going to come back because they're meant for me. Like, you know, so, no, we love being delusional, but not like this. It's way different. Be delusional, guys, about your ideas and like your future, like whatever that means to you. But please, oh my God, please, for the love of God, do not be delusional for red flags. If you see them, run. It's okay to let go of someone. It's hard. It's hard because we always create like this idea of someone in our heads. And that's not who they are in reality. And I've read this thing and I do it myself where we see the other person's highest self. Apparently, this is apparently a true thing. And we mix their highest self with the person that they are in reality. But the problem is that if that person doesn't want to align themselves with their highest self and do better for themselves, you can't change somebody. So that was it for that. I kind of like these small messages though because I get what I need to get out there. And I like to rant. I like to talk. So this helps me too. And I hope it helped you. We love you, Sister Brewers. Thank you for listening.